AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kamala Harris made her first public appearance since President Biden announced he is leaving the race and endorsing her. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Facing the South Lawn, the vice president did not mention her own candidacy and instead praised the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Getting more done in one term than most presidents in two.
And I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people.
Harris was speaking to NCAA champions, ranging from the Florida State women's soccer team to the Tufts men's lacrosse team.
You all know what it means to commit and to persevere. And you know what it means to count on teammates.
Harris's remarks came as more top Democrats endorsed her, as she works on getting more delegates on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A little over a week ago near Pittsburgh, a man was shot and killed in an attempt to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Today on Capitol Hill.
My name is Kimberly Cheadle, and I'm the director of the United States Secret Service.
Cheadle took responsibility.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th. Is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades.
There are calls in Congress for Cheadle to resign. A man in the crowd was shot and killed. Delta Airlines is struggling for a fourth day in a row to recover from a worldwide technology outage caused by a faulty software update. It's drawing unwanted attention from the federal government. Other carriers are returning to nearly normal levels of service disruptions. Authorities in Utah lifted evacuation orders for a wildfire in Salt Lake City that threatened neighborhoods near the Utah State Capitol over the weekend. But people are still being told to get ready to evacuate. This is AP News. President Biden's decision means people going to the Democratic convention are scrambling.
Florida Democratic Party delegate Ben Friedman says ahead of the DNC convention next month in Chicago, delegates are getting in line behind Kamala Harris for president.
There have been some phone calls. There have been, you know, emails exchanged. The delegates are talking to each other. And it just seems like people are quickly, naturally coalescing around the vice president.
As an elected delegate, it was a requirement Friedman vote for President Biden at the convention until Sunday when he dropped out of the race.
There hasn't really been any arm twisting. No one is trying to push the delegates one way or another.
Harris has been shoring up her support. Still after Biden's announcement and endorsement of her, the DNC sent a message out saying there would be no automatic coronation for his replacement. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.